Welcome to the HFS Podcast. I'm Mark Reed Edwards of HFS. Joining me today is Krista Degnan-Manning, Senior VP of HFS, and she has some scorching hot research to discuss. Krista, welcome.
Thank you.
And you published a new point of view a day or so ago titled Doing Less with More. New research shows that simplifying workforce support services drives better business outcomes. Now, that point of view is now available on hfsresearch.com. Can you walk me through the main points of the research?
Sure, Mark. Be happy to. So I have to say that at HFS, we take primary research and survey research very seriously. So when I came on board last summer to explore global workforce and talent strategies and solutions, I really had two primary research objectives to kind of set a foundation for the practice moving forward. So one, first, it was to conduct a global study of what the workforce wants. I really have the hypothesis that to some extent, what the workforce wants and what the workforce needs to be productive and drive business outcomes has by and large not been addressed by senior executives and HR for a number of reasons, which we wanted to explore in some primary research. So that study looked at all kinds of things from technology to policies to political and internal challenges within companies around what was really behind what many other organizations that do workforce consulting observe around the lack of employee engagement. And we thought we'd also want to ask about productivity, because to some extent, a lot of academic research shows that half of a person's intrinsic motivation is intrinsic. So it's basically their personality, the way that they are doing work is half up to them as a person. The other half can be influenced, though, by organizations. So we wanted to kind of peer into both what is the workforce wants to be engaged as well as productive. And then secondly, I really felt because in my past career as a research analyst, I had focused most primarily on software providers and systems integrators for HR and human capital management. Right. I really wanted to take a deep dive into what was going on with basic HR outsourcing today. And, you know, we really wanted to think about the foundational services that are provided between an employer and a worker that represent that relationship. And so we looked at payroll benefits, employee contact center services, and other monetary and non-monetary rewards that workers are looking for and employers are providing as they start to embrace five generations in the workforce and people that want more work-life balance and flexibility. And so we really looked at who are the companies globally providing these type of services around rewards, remuneration, and recognition in the HR outsourcing realm. Because to some extent, HFS has acknowledged that a lot of first-generation outsourcing, particularly in HR, didn't really live up to the expectations. It may have cut costs considerably, and in the last decade, that was certainly on the forefront of lots of executives' minds as they were struggling with top-line growth. But by and large, the employee experience really suffered because they deployed different types of HR outsourcing. At the same time, they deployed lots of different HR software around self-service. And our hypothesis in that case was that they really hadn't, again, thought about what does the workforce want and what do they need to be productive and engaged. So this piece of research is really making the observation and making the connections between those two studies to really assess what does the workforce want today to be successful and drive business outcomes, and then what are the service providers that serve global corporations today? What are their capabilities in order to make those things happen?
Can you walk me through Exhibit 1?
Sure, no problem. So there's tons and tons of primary survey data in that workforce power to the people employee engagement productivity study. We got nearly 5,000 respondents worldwide, all regions, all type of workers, from traditional employees to outsourced service provider staff, independent contractors, and contractors paid through agencies to really understand, given the fact that the workplace is changing, the workforce is changing, what may be some of the factors that impact those, because companies are going to have to keep those factors into consideration as they're trying to manage and motivate the workforce today. And so Exhibit 1 tries to pull out one of the key concepts that we thought was compelling, which was that indeed we can validate that workers are saying they are not engaged and productive as much as you would think companies need them to be to drive innovation, growth, and competitive advantage, but that the traditional employee, the one that most of the HR services and talent management solution providers try to target, is the least engaged. And I think that is really what we're seeing because of this lack of a consideration of what the workforce wants, the overall employee experience, and indeed workforce strategy around how do you use the right kind of labor. And I think that the big takeaway, we found that actually workers in our study reported to be more engaged than some of the other really depressing studies that have been published, like Gallup. You know, we found that overall, a third of the workforce is admitting that they are engaged less than half the time. And some of the other studies would say that they are engaged less than two-thirds of the time. But that honing in on not just that fact, but the policies, the solutions, the challenges, the very real organizational challenges that companies are facing internally, are how you can get some really practical solutions and results to solve this issue.
So what are the conclusions you can draw from this on the connection of engagement to productivity, and what should companies be doing?
Great question. So we also looked at productivity as an area. So we asked, you know, are you engaged and empowered in your organization, and do you also feel that you are productive and able to do meaningful work? And we found that actually more people said that they were productive than they were engaged. And I think given the workforce today and where companies need to think about making investments, it brings us back to this, the reality of what the HR services that are being provided, whether it's internally from an HR shared service function, or it's externally with an outsourcing provider, or a hybrid of the two, because the reality is everyone has a hybrid, whether they acknowledge it or not. Are you setting these things up to make people productive? Because if you can't really impact engagement for a lot of different reasons, one, because of individuals' inherent motivation, or because potentially they're in the wrong job, you're not giving them the autonomy or the mission that they need to really be engaged in their work, you want to focus on productivity. And I think that that's where we feel like there's some really simple things that companies can do. If they take a pause and think about where am I going to get the best return on my investment around enabling the workforce? And one, it's absolutely on less administration and more on value-added activities. Simply doing things that have more meaning make people more productive and more engaged in their work and better likely to drive business outcomes. And I think that's where a lot of integration has to be done across HR software and services and across the teams that serve the workforce and serve the HR function in these hybrid environments, because too much time is being spent on self-service and administrative things that even simple things like single sign-on can solve for. And, you know, that is not necessarily an easy ROI or an easy business case to make. You know, I think to some extent, a lot of the investment has gone on HR process-centric automation. And so our second finding from this paper is really to say, you know, rethink that. You know, a lot of the HR processes are becoming obsolete with new technologies and new ways of the workforce wanting to work with companies. And what might be more meaningful is to focus on collaboration, both technologically enabled and also through facilitating things like face-to-face meetings, mentoring, and team-building activities, because that's how work ultimately gets done. People help other people get things done. And then the final thing that we really honed in on that seemed to speak to us from both the workforce study and then talking with a lot of professionals that have been engaged in HR shared service functions and doing big HR outsourcing engagements is that way more investment has to be done on development of the workforce, the retained workforce, outsourced workforce, and even the development of third parties that you may not consider part of your workforce, but that ultimately need to understand the business, its objectives, its goals, its culture, its mission, and who they're serving in terms of the customer, and then really being able to drive business results through influence and relationship building And really, leadership development is really something that I think all companies have to rethink. I think too much of the emphasis in the last decade overall has been more on compliance and cost control and cost reduction. And to some extent, I think that is part and parcel of why the workforce is disengaged. And we think there's just an opportunity to revisit what is the workforce's experience across the different types of workers. How can you make these people more productive so they're focused on meaningful tasks, not only meaningful to them, but meaningful to the business? And then to continue to think about how you can get people in the right jobs and in the right roles. And I have to say, you know, our next blueprint study that we're going to do on the HR outsourcing realm is in this whole area of talent sourcing. Because I think, one, you have to make people productive. You have to make them focus on the right tasks. That's certainly, I would say, our recommendation, the first step. Make sure those people are collaborating. Make sure those people have development opportunities. But then the next step to get to be more strategic and hopefully, you know, look at how the workforce can help businesses go back to growth if our economy does start to really open up and grow again. Make sure that you're getting the right people in the right job, whether or not you actually hire them or you're assigning them to a project or they're a contract or a consultant, really then finding the right people that will help you meet your business goals and drive business outcomes. So those are really the big takeaways from this paper. But I do encourage everybody to look at some of the underlying primary research that we've done that's as part and parcel of this analysis as well.
That's great, Krista. Some great recommendations and some really achievable recommendations for the listeners today. So I really appreciate you sharing that with us. Once again, Krista's point of view, Doing Less with More, is available now on hfsresearch.com, along with two primary research studies. So thanks for listening to the HFS podcast.